Good morning. This is Maren Schmidt with Kids Talk. And this morning we're going to look at some transition songs to take you in the classroom or at home from one activity to another with as little stress as possible. The first song I'd like to share with you is Willoughby Wallaby Wee. This is a great song to use to help move children from one activity to another. When they hear their name, for example, they might move from group time to go wash their hands or out to recess. At home, it's a good song to grab a child's attention when you finish up one activity like reading a book, then getting into bed. This is how the song goes. Willoughby Wallaby Wee, an elephant sat on me. Willoughby Wallaby Woo, an elephant sat on you. Willoughby Wallaby Wham, an elephant sat on Sam. Willoughby Wallaby Wobbin, an elephant sat on Robin. The next song I'd like to share is called Mary Wore Her Red Dress. This is a very traditional, old traditional song. But start out with the first verse, then add children's names and an item of clothing. In a group setting, the child whose name is called on can skip around the inside or the outside of the circle, then return to his or her spot in the circle. To move from one activity to another, change all day long to off to lunch or back to work or home from school, whatever activity you want to transition to. For a listening exercise, leave out the child's name and just do the item of clothing. The children will have to pay attention to pick up their cue. Be sure to sing everybody's name in the group or you may have tears. And this is how the song goes. Mary wore her red dress, red dress, red dress. Mary wore her red dress all day long. Johnny wore his blue jeans, blue jeans, blue jeans. Johnny wore his blue jeans out to play. And then to do the little listening game, wore her overalls, overalls, overalls. Wore her overalls home from school. The next song I'd like to share is called This Is the Way. And this is one that I think most of us learned as children. So just use your imagination to use this song to go from one activity to another. I'm going to model a few ways to do that here. So here we go. This is the way we get ready for lunch, ready for lunch, ready for lunch. This is the way we get ready for lunch in our school. First we put away our work, away our work, away our work. This is the way we get ready for lunch at our school. This is the way we wash our hands, wash our hands, wash our hands. This is the way we get ready for lunch in our school. This is the way we set the table, set the table, set the table. This is the way we get ready for lunch in our school. This is the way we sit at the table, sit at the table, sit at the table. This is the way we get ready for lunch in our school. This is the way we say our prayers, say our prayers, say our prayers. This is the way we get ready for lunch in our school. So you can also use this song for to get ready for bed. You can use it at home by just saying this is the way we get ready in our home. So this is the way we get ready for bed. Ready for bed, ready for bed. This is the way we get ready for bed in our home. And so you can do that for brush your teeth, wash your faces, put on your pajamas, get into bed, turn off a light, say goodnight. So it's a great song just to help step your child through all the process of what needs to go next. And of course, you can't sing it that fast, but you know, as you go to that next activity that needs to be done, start singing that verse. Okay, so one of the things, here are some songs that can help quiet down children so you can move from a high energy activity to a quiet activity. One of the things that I discovered when working with children, especially because they're in the sensitive period for language, between the ages of from the birth through age six, is that when you sing in a language they don't know, it really gets their attention and quiets them down because they're so sensitive to hearing a new language. One of the songs that seems to always calm down a group is a Taiwanese song that I was taught many years ago by a classmate who was Taiwanese, and so I'm going to sing that for you now. Panyo, panyo wa yang yang chu fu ni. Panyo wa yang yang chu fu ni. Chu fu ni king kang, chu fu ni kwai le. Panyo wa yang yang chu fu ni. Friends forever will be friends. Friends forever will be friends. I'll be your friend, you'll be my friend. Friends forever will be friends. Another song that helps transition from a high energy activity to quiet activity is called The Spiders Are Creeping. And use hand movements with your fingers walking up your arm, and then using your fingers to make the shh motion. So here we go. The spiders are creeping. Shh, shh. The spiders are creeping. Shh, shh. They don't make a sound as their feet touch the ground. The spiders are creeping. Shh, shh. The mice are creeping. Shh, shh. The mice are creeping. Shh, shh. They don't make a sound as their feet touch the ground. The mice are creeping. Shh, shh. And what I like to do in a group is ask every child what they see creeping and do that. So by the time you go through 10, 15, 20 children, you've really quieted down the group. So, Sarah, what did you see creeping? A cat? The cat is creeping. Shh. The cat is creeping. Shh, shh. She doesn't make a sound as her feet touch the ground. The cat is creeping. Shh, shh. The next song I'd like to share is the name sound song. So this is a good song to help gather a group. It's also a good song to dismiss a group. When the child hears their name, then that's their cue that they can get up to choose work or go wash their hands or go on a line up for outdoor time, whatever the activity is. And so it's just simple like this. And it's also a good song to the first week of school when everybody is learning each other's names. So Alice, Alice, ah, ah, ah. Alice, Alice, ah, ah, ah. Jim, Jim, j, j, j. Jim, Jim, cha, cha, cha. Tiffany, Tiffany, ta, ta, ta. Tiffany, Tiffany, ta, ta, ta. Alexander, Alexander, ah, ah, ah. Alexander, Alexander, ah, ah, ah. Sharon, Sharon, sh, sh, sh. Sharon, Sharon, sh. The next song I'd like to share is Mother Loony Bird, and this is a song that requires a lot of movement. At the end, it's just perfect to collapse and go whoosh while you wipe your brow and sit cross-legged, ready to go to a quiet activity. On rainy days, I like to follow the song with It Rained a Mist or The Spiders Are Creeping, which is also a good car song when you're singing. Okay, so Mother Loony Bird goes like this, and I've got on the transcript, I'll have the motions, and I think that you'll be able to figure it out. Okay. Mother Loony Bird had seven chicks. Seven chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Right arm. Mother Loony Bird had seven chicks. Seven chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Left arm. Mother Loony Bird had seven chicks. Seven chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Right leg, Mother Loony Bird had 7 chicks. 7 chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Left leg, Mother Loony Bird had 7 chicks. 7 chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Your head, Mother Loony Bird had 7 chicks. 7 chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Turn around, Mother Loony Bird had 7 chicks. 7 chicks had Mother Loony Bird. They couldn't swim, no. They couldn't fly, no. All they could do was go like this. Woo! And then you just sit down cross-legged on the floor, ready to go to the next activity, quiet activity. And this is a song I like to follow it up with. It rained a mist, it rained a mist, it rained all over the town, the town. It rained all over the town. It rained a mist, it rained a mist, it rained all over my car, my car. It rained all over my car. Frank, where did you see it rain? On your house. Okay. It rained a mist. It rained a mist. It rained all over my house. My house. It rained all over my house. So ask each child in the group where they saw the rain and sing it. The next song is an activity song that you do standing up, and you keep going until everyone in the group has quieted down and gotten a lot of movement out. So this also works just for one child in a group. You can do this at home quite easily. This song is also excellent for children who are learning English as a second language. It really helps connect the word with the movement. So it's a very good song. So here's the song, Clap, Clap, Clap Your Hands. Clap, clap, clap your hands, clap your hands together. Clap, clap, clap your hands together. Touch, touch, touch your toes together. Touch, touch, touch your toes together. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle your fingers together. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle your fingers together. Blink, blink, blink your eyes together. Blink, blink, blink your eyes together. Touch, touch, touch your ears together. Touch, touch, touch your ears together. Move, move, move your nose together. Move, move, move your nose together. Tap, tap, tap your toes together. Tap, tap, tap your toes together. Shake, shake, shake your head together. Shake, shake, shake your head together. Sit, sit, sit right down together. Sit, sit, sit right down together. And my last song is a cleanup song that you can do for just for any activity that you're ready to transition to. So it's here it goes, the cleanup song. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's finish up. It's cleanup time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's finish up. It's cleanup time. So as I mentioned before, this is a good song. It's, you know, it's time to go to school. It's time to go to bed. It's time to brush your hair. It's time to brush your teeth. Any activity, you know, that you want to move your child from one activity to the next, this cleanup song can be used in a variety of ways. So a bit of advice I've learned through many years of working with young children that when you sing a song with them, be prepared to sing it all the way through at least 3 times. And this also goes for reading a book. Be prepared to read it 3 times in a row. It can be boring to us, but children love the repetition. That's how they learn best, is through repetition. So pick out short books to read, and you'll avoid a few power struggles. So this is Maren Schmidt with Kids Talk, and thank you for joining me. And if you're not already signed up for Kids Talk, please go to marenschmidt.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Bye-bye.